Good morning. Welcome to the Williamsburg Unitarian Universalist. I am John Hoshella, this morning's worship associate. I am so glad you're here. We are so glad you're here, whether in body or in spirit, streaming online. So I'd like to greet all of you. So now, please, a quick announcement, and that's that this morning is the third Sunday of the month. That means our offering will go to pay down our future mortgage. How appropriate for today. So if you are writing a check, please make it out to WUU. So now I invite you to rise in body or spirit and say the opening words to each other. Come, come, whoever you are, whomever you love, whatever your image of the holy, your presence here is a gift. All are worthy, all are welcome. And now, please take a moment to greet those around you.
Our opening hymn this morning is number 1 in your gray hymnal, entitled Prayers for This House. May nothing evil cross this door. Hymn number 1.
The new year rises, beckoning across the umbrellas on the sand. I begin to reconsider my life. What is the yield of my impatience? What is the fruit of my resolve? The new year is a great door that stands across the evening, and Yom Kippur is the second door. Between them are song and silence, stone and clay pot to be filled from within myself. I will find there both ripeness and rot, what I have done and what I have undone, what I must let go and what I must take in. With the last tomatoes, we harvest the fruit of our lives.
commissioned a piece. And we are performing the Reader's Digest version of that this morning. And there is a part in there that calls for congregational participation to sing part of the hymn with us. So we're going to sing the opening, and then we're going to sing the first statement of the hymn, and then I'm going to turn around, and it's going to be your turn to join us in marking this milestone event today. Are you willing?
Yeah.
All right, good.
And before they broke the ground, they took a moment and they took a breath and they gathered round and they knelt down and they broke bread and the people said,
this song was written by those who came before us, but every chorus that sings this song has got to claim it, got to name it, make it new again and true again. So our song is alive, awake, a covenant we make for the sake of everybody's children, not just our own. Looking for grace in every face,
looking for love in all the right places, looking for ways that we can grow, open to change and open to be changed, open to strangers walking through our door.
"20 years, out of wood and stone, we built this home, our beautiful WUU sanctuary. But even then, we knew that we were not done. We knew more room would be needed. Over these 20 years, we have talked and talked, listened and listened, and thought and thought. Exactly 3 years ago, the board, with the congregation's new Vision 2017 in hand, determined that it was time to take action on the needed more room. And so the process began. The board went to you, the congregation, for your input, approvals, and support. And now here we are, ready to break ground. Roger Guernsey, who's chair of the design build team, and Les Solomon, who is chair of the Building Our Future 2016 Steering Committee, are here to tell you more.
I love the anthem, the people build a home. It feels so true when we sing it. Out of all of our hands, our hearts and minds, we have come to this vision. And today, we are breaking ground for our expanded home, a single place to be, all of us together. It's a symbol, a reality, a place of meeting, a place of trust. And now, as we enter the building to see just a portion of the new spaces, our greatly expanded gathering hall, this is symbolic of the entire expansion, which brings us all together, and especially our children with us. Our reality, and in just 1 year.
I was not here 20 years ago, but I remember a lot of activities in the last 3 years. All I can say is thank you. Thank you for the congregation, for our friends and members who gave us the vision of what we wanted. Thank you for your patience and your willingness to let us build this and design it. And thank you for your generosity. To our professional people from Guernsey & Tingle, from E.T. Gresham, and from the UU office who helped out in terms of our campaign planning, capital campaign planning, thank you. You gave us so much insight. You were patient with us. And to our wonderful teams who helped us out to make this possible. There's so many people who have shared so much. To our spouses who sometimes had to say, where is that person during the, during these 3 years? And of course, to email that made it all possible. Thank you.
Thanks so much, friends. Let us now turn our hearts and minds toward one another in the spirit of community and bring into our circle of caring and compassion all who may need our love and support, whether they are present here this morning or sitting in their homes, whether they are neighbors or strangers at a great distance. We hold them close. Let us also extend our compassion to those who came forward earlier this morning to light a candle or to place a stone in water or to write a message in our book of joys and sorrows. Each of these represents life reaching out to life. And for these, we give thanks. These messages from our book of joys and sorrows this morning. After 10 days at MCV and 6 weeks in rehab, Dick Sherman is back home and doing well. Release past worries and troubles, embrace the present and future joy. Improved health for my mother, from Carmen. From Carolyn Greathouse, today is my lovely mother, Gay Conley's 87th birthday. Happy birthday, mother. And from Eva Burke, remembering with unparalleled love and gratitude, the greatest man I've ever known, my father, William R. Mulvey, July 29, 1931 to September 24, 2006. Happy and healthy, joined by my mother and younger sister, we shall meet again. As we enter into prayer and silence, I invite each of us to choose a comfortable seated posture with your eyes closed if you wish, and to just be present to this moment, for truly this moment is overflowing in abundance. And I offer these words of prayer by Mary Oliver. Praying doesn't have to be the blue iris. It could be weeds. Weeds in a vacant lot. It could be a few small stones. Just pay attention and then patch a few words together. Don't try to make them elaborate. This isn't a contest, it is a doorway. A doorway into thanks. And it is a silence in which another voice may speak.
I'd like to invite the kids to come sit up here with me. Come all the way back here. Some of you have hats already. Come on up. Everybody's welcome. Well, Happy New Year. It's not Happy New Year? Oh, my goodness. Well, I have some news for you. It is New Year. We have a holiday called Rosh Hashanah, and that means head of the year. It's the Jewish New Year. The biblical name for this holiday is Yom Terach. Literally, the day of shouting or raising a great loud noise.
This sounds like a good day.
Say that again.
This sounds like an awesome day.
Amen. It's sometimes translated even as the Feast of Trumpets. So, today, instead of a story, I'm going to have us all make a great, joyful noise. And I have recruited our pianist to help us do just that. Because when it comes to singing, you're going to be following his lead. So this is a holiday of shouting, a holiday of raising a noise. And this whole chant is in another language called Hebrew. And the translation means, how good it is to behold and how pleasing it is when people sit together in unity. And we'll sing it through a couple times, and that's when it starts to sound more like a chant. Now, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are a time to forgive and also a time to be forgiven. It's easy to say, it's not so easy to do. So I would like you all, adults too, repeat after me. I hereby forgive all who have wronged me and all who have hurt me. And in turn, I accept forgiveness. Beautiful. Now we're going to move over closer to the piano so that you can see Mr. Dave and he can lead you in chant. Adults, the words are going to be on the screen and also in your hymnal number 392.
Indeed, how pleasant it is to be together and to share our gifts. So the ushers will now collect this morning's offering, and I invite the youth to bring their offerings up front to our collection bowl.
Friends, we've reached a turning point in the life of this amazing congregation. At high noon today, which is in about 8 or 9 minutes, we will recess to the sound of drumming to the groundbreaking location, and it will be at high noon because we have special guests arriving who we will be honoring today for their participation. So we're going to do some improv now. We're going to back up from high noon, and we're going to do some adjusting. No reading, and a very short mic sermon, mic reflections, something like that. Here's what I want to offer. Two little McNuggets, if you will, and a closing meditation which has everything to do with dreaming, building, turning over the ground, and starting over. These are the Jewish High Holy Days. There isn't sufficient time today to give ample attention to forgiveness, and it's necessary part of our lives. That can await another occasion. Instead, to set the stage for the groundbreaking, and most important, for the conversations that will happen within these walls after we have inhabited our new home, I offer these two little reflections. The first is from one of my favorite authors, Anne Lamott, who often has considered the topic, how can I come to terms with my past, my resentments, my carry-on baggage, all the what-ifs, all of the should-haves, the resentments, all of the looking in the rearview mirror, playing the old tapes, showing the other people what's on the tapes, and how I really didn't deserve all that I got. Anne Lamott reminds us that we got to let go. In particular, we got to give up all hope of ever having a better past. Give up all hope that it should have been fair. I should have had better parents, better siblings, a better bicycle, a better elementary education. Give it up. It's not going to happen. Give up all hope that it should be a level playing field. Give it up. Just isn't that way. We ministers, by the way, deal with that. It's been said we are in the isness business. That is, we deal with what is, not what should be fair, not what should have been, not what is some grand design, some intelligent design. We're in the isness business. We illuminate from different angles, perhaps, and maybe ask a few questions, but we let go fantasies that the past should be different. One final little McNugget. This is from my colleague, Reverend John Maxwell, formerly at Skyline Church in La Mesa, California. And he calls this the 30-second rule. If you don't remember anything else today, remember the 30-second rule. It's very simple. Here's how it goes. Anytime you meet somebody, whether it's a family member or spouse you've known for half a century, or the checkout clerk at Farm Fresh or 7-Eleven. Whenever you meet somebody, within the first 30 seconds, say something encouraging to them. Not something important, not something true, not something that's part of one of your hobby horses, but just encourage the heart. For instance, thank you for staying up late last night and reading to the grandkids from some of their favorite stories. I was just too exhausted to give it my full attention. You made a real difference. Wow, this is an intriguing menu of veggie specials that I don't remember from the last time I was here. It looks fascinating. I'm really eager to hear from you about what you would recommend. That's all. Within the first 30 seconds, doesn't matter who, but within the first 30 seconds, before charging ahead with your issues and your stuff, I know, we all schlep along the stuff and we ride our hobby horses, I know, but within 30 seconds, encourage the heart. This isn't about agreeing, it's not about deciding, it's about encouraging. My friends, amidst the complex changes ahead, as we move into a new space, as you choose your next minister, it's going to be the quality of the conversations that we have that's going to make all the difference. Yes, we have carry-on baggage, regrets, I know. But what matters will be the spirit of covenant and trust in which we have these conversations. So I want to close with the words of the poet Rachel Naomi Remen. It's called Everything Has a Deep Dream. She writes, I've spent many years learning how to fix life, only to discover at the end of the day that life is not broken. There is a hidden seed of greater wholeness in everyone and in everything. We serve life best when we water it and befriend it. When we listen before we act. In befriending life, we do not make things happen according to our own design. We uncover something that is already happening in us and around us. And we create conditions that enable it. Everything is moving toward its place of wholeness, struggling against the odds. Everything has a deep dream of itself and its fulfillment.
Our closing hymn today is actually 121, We'll Build a Land, not 123. And in the interest of time, we're singing verse 1 and verse 4. So I invite you now to stand as you're willing and able to sing 121, We'll Build a Land.
We'll be right back.
I invite you to keep standing and join me in the chalice extinguishing words. And after these words, please follow the sound of the drums outside. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again.
and thank you. This is the second service we've had out here today, and it's been great, so we're letting the ground get a good workout. So we want this to be memorable, celebratory, short, and that means we have to have food afterwards, too. So anyway, that's what we have in mind. And first of all, Roger, who has been so important to our design build work, has some introductions.
It is, thank you. It is truly a great pleasure to introduce my longtime colleagues and friends from Guernsey Tingle Architects, who have supervised the whole process of design, starting with Andy Cronin, who is Vice President and Supervising Architect. Tom Tingle, President and Overseeing Architect. Now that took us to this point, took us through design, but before the design was complete, we also brought on a team member from E.T. Gresham, who's been with us working to bring contractors and costs together to meet all our design aspirations. Chester Kramer of E.T. Gresham. Chester is our project manager and will be carrying out the project from here on. Thank you very much, you guys.
And Austin, we'd like to have the kids involved. Austin, come on.
I needed some help, so we have this play artist here. I promised you that we would be able to create a joyful noise. And so let us say, hooray for dirt!
Hooray for dirt!
Without this very dirt here, we would literally have nothing on which to build the new part of this building. Let us give thanks to Mother Earth for giving us a safe and sturdy place to have the building. In just a moment, I'm going to ask the kids to take a good two-handed handful of dirt and put it in this beautiful treasure box. Each of you here will add one handful to the treasure box. With just one person, it's a pretty small amount of dirt. But with all of you combined, and with the first service, all of that dirt combined, we have a whole treasure of dirt. We'll keep this box safe for you to see each week until the construction is complete. When they finish the building and everything is totally done, we can get our hands dirty again and spread this community dirt back onto the ground in front of the new RE wing. So, in a spirit of thankfulness to all who came before us, and a joyful nod to those who will come after us, we bless this dirt. We are blessed by this dirt. Messy, glumpy, gloppy mud pies and murky puddles waiting for jumps. We bless this dirt knowing that seasons change, and sometimes it will rain. We are blessed by this dirt, how it gives seeds a place to grow into trees. We bless this dirt knowing sometimes the sun bright before us now will occasionally be a night gone thing. We are blessed by this dirt that we can pick up handfuls of it, shovelfuls even, but never all of it. It is bigger than any one of us. We are blessed by this dirt, and we bless this dirt by keeping just a little bit of it safe in this treasure box. And so the kids are going to take turns. First, the kids who have their hands are going to get their hands
literally dirty in this beautiful dirt, this soil, and they're going to put it in this treasure box. And the kids that have shovels will go second so that shovels and fingers do not mix. So everyone who's using their hands, anyone who would like a hard hat that is appropriately sized, you may wear this. So come on over.
Now representing so many people who contributed to this activity, Tom and Andy, would you come up and share a shovel? We have enough shovels for you. So yeah, Tom and Andy, come up. Chester, representing what happened in terms of our capital campaign and all that work of those of that specific team. We have Roger and Beverly. We have Lola. Nice to have Roger over there. Hey, and I'm involved. Spirit of this being a corporate activity, after the benediction, we encourage you to come up, dig some dirt yourselves to be a part of this. And then, of course, we'll go over and have some refreshments. So
let me invite you to join hands with your neighbor as we close the circle of today's celebration and share in these words of blessing. Spirit of life and of hope, as we go forth, we ask blessings upon this land. May we watch with excitement and amazement as we realize its potential unfolding. Bless the hands of all the workers who will build here. We pray for their safety and we honor their labors on our behalf. Bless the dream that will become a reality before our eyes. And help us understand this is a turning point to reach out to our community and open our doorways and our arms and hearts to invite others in. May we be filled with gratitude and hope, gratitude for all which this congregation has done thus far, and hope for what this space may offer for our future. May it be so, blessed it be.
Thank you.